This is the Jeff Horovitz Show on 97.1 The Big Talker.
All right, more on this executive order lifting the restrictions. Plus, I've got a story about a propane tank. Yeah, just stick around for that one. Another hour of the show starts now. Welcome back, everyone. Thanks for continuing to listen. Jeff Horovitz here. Happy to be here with you. And I do have Olivia with me. And it is the end of the week, so I'll try to lighten it up here a little bit for this last half hour of the program or so. Olivia, how are you doing today?
Pretty good. And what we're talking about, we were hinting on Wednesday.
Yeah. Oh, we'll get to that, the story of the propane tank.
We were saying how it's like one in a million chance. Like, what was it? Higher. One in a million chance, just like being like.
I don't know what the odds of getting COVID are. I mean, you actually have some.
Getting it twice.
Yeah, getting COVID twice. But we have something that statistically, I think, is far greater. It's like getting hit in the head with a meteor. Or is it a meteorite? I don't know. You know, those odds. But we have some guests in town. And since it is the end of the week, like I said, we lighten up. Introduce your guests here, Olivia. Our guest.
Yeah. My cousins, Riley and Harper.
Hi.
Hi.
Where are you guys from? You're from far away.
We're from Raleigh, North Carolina, and it took a long time to get here.
So you come to sunny Arizona.
Uh-huh.
Well, it snowed, so not really sunny.
Snowy Arizona.
Yeah, snowy Arizona. But you guys know that. You guys have been out here plenty of times. I love North Carolina. Good place. You guys are back in school?
Yes, I'm going back full-time right now, but after spring break, Riley's going back full-time.
Well, that's good. That's good. And it's good to
just like we are. We're going back Monday.
Yeah, Olivia, how long have you guys been back in school?
I've been back in school since last Monday.
Oh, okay. So just
so it's been a long time.
Yeah. Okay. Since when? When did you go back?
We went back last Monday.
Oh, okay. Okay. And you haven't gone back yet.
No, I've gone back. I went back in November.
Oh, okay.
For the first time.
But
well,
only
back
a
couple weeks ago though.
Okay.
It's like a different schedule. It's like they have some online and then they have like a week in person or something like that, which is something that NPA never did for me and Isabel.
Yeah, never.
We haven't been in that school at all.
Well, Isabel, Olivia's school is getting the trophy for the last school to go back.
Congratulations.
I'm not going to put you in that position because you're excited to go back, but we are frustrated how long it took. But it's weird, though, how different places in the country, everybody has a different rule, different way of doing it. And it's definitely weird. But kids are glad to get back to school, I'm sure. And I don't know. It's going to be different. It's going to be different not having you around all day long.
Less
every day.
Loud?
Less loud. Go ahead.
At first, my mom
get a little closer.
My mom wanted us to go, but then she didn't, and then she was like, "I need you to go." And now she's like, "I don't want you to leave."
I know it is. It's a mixed thing.
Mixed feeling for the parents.
Before we went back full time, I was actually going to go 1 week, but then Riley got COVID.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I tested negative 3 times.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird how people in the same household, some can get it and some can't. So that just shows how unpredictable everything is.
That's weird. Did you guys just keep away from each other?
Well, I slept in the bed with Riley because I knew I was probably going to get it, and I didn't. So that's surprising.
There's 4 people in our house, and me and my dad got it, but my mom and my sister were around me, and my mom was, like, taking care of me, and they didn't get it.
Yeah, weird.
It's really weird.
It happens all the time. I mean, I've talked about this on the program a lot. When you have kids and they get sick, and especially when they're real young,
and then you don't get sick.
Yeah, and I don't want to gross anyone out here, but it's usually the bathroom thing, and they miss the. It's usually the stomach sickness, and I know I'm not trying to gross everyone out. And then you're cleaning it up as a parent, and you're like, "Yep," and then you don't get it. You know, "Yep, I'm going to get it," but then you don't get it. So anyway, it's good to have you guys here in Arizona, and you'll have a fun week.
Thank you. And I got sick at Camp Verde once.
Oh, yeah, I remember that, yeah.
That was really horrible.
Oh, yeah, like the one time.
Yeah, when we were down there in Camp Verde. Okay, hang on just 1 second. I want let's do this. I'm going to update you on a couple of issues here. If you weren't listening last hour, I want to share with you what Governor Ducey did in his latest executive order, pulling back on basically all of the restrictions. You guys came to Arizona in the right time because every restriction has basically been lifted, including mandates to buy cities and towns and counties throughout the state. Those mask mandates, everything is being lifted or has been lifted. So I want to get into that.
It's about time.
It is. I agree with you.
Even the masks?
Yeah, the masks, everything. Places can still require it.
But it's their choice.
But it's their choice. So, and in I don't know if it's like this in North Carolina, but in Arizona.
We're not like that in North Carolina. We're still having to wear masks and stay 6 feet apart in public.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, we're doing away with the masks, apparently, and now they're settling on 3 feet. But next week, it could be 6.5 feet. It could be 5 feet. Who knows?
Be 1 feet, one foot and 5 inches.
Yeah, it could be any of that. But I'll detail you on that here in a little bit. You know what? By the way, I want to share this story. You guys might find this interesting before we get to this propane story, and then I'll give you more details on Governor Ducey's executive order. There was a, Angela, Jaguar. Is that how you pronounce
Jaguar.
It? Jaguar.
Wow.
Jaguar.
Impressive. So,
Jaguar.
Jaguar. It's always been a confusing. There was a Jaguar.
That doesn't sound right.
Jaguar. I always say Jaguar.
Jaguar.
Jaguar. Okay, there was a Jaguar sighting, according to Fox 10 News out of Phoenix, sighting near Arizona-Mexico border, giving researchers hope for a species.
In the wild.
In the wild. I did not know this.
That's interesting.
Apparently, up until about 100 years ago, Jaguars... were around all of Arizona, including up to the Grand Canyon, even up here.
I thought that they like couldn't live here.
I thought they were like the thing of like Central America, South America, right?
I thought they only koalas can only live in like Australia. I said Arizona for a second.
Maybe we used to have koalas.
Yeah, I thought jaguars were like that too.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe every species used to live.
Maybe they were all here. Yeah, maybe the jaguars ate them.
Well, maybe it wasn't always desert.
That could be. But let's stick with this. 100 years ago, jaguars, however you want to say it, were prevalent all the way up to the Grand Canyon area. So apparently they live in the cold areas. So anyway, they spotted one. And a bunch of cameras on a private land right on the border. They had a bunch of game cameras. You guys are familiar with that. They had a bunch of game cameras set up, and they captured a jaguar going through the property.
Kind of like the stuff that like people stream with like on their PCs.
Yeah, kind of like that. Bunch of webcams out in the desert, essentially. Good point.
Huh, webcam.
Yeah, so...
It's
like
so
they were doing a Zoom meeting with the jaguar. Go ahead, Olivia.
The desert's so big and open. Imagine how many places there aren't cameras, and that's exactly where everything else lives.
Yeah.
And it's like when you're looking for something, and it's always at the bottom of the pile.
But you could tell Olivia's... You could tell the relation here. Olivia's always... She's never embarrassed by the mic. You guys are just like that. You guys love the mic. I can tell.
Yes.
Okay, so anyway, I thought that was pretty cool. So, okay, Olivia, before I get to the harder news here with the governor, and then I'll let you guys go, tell this. We went to a lake last weekend. Was it last
weekend? Forest Road in the history of the universe.
This was towards Roosevelt Lake, which is kind of southeast of the Payson area. We decided to hook up
Apache Lake.
Yeah, well, we went towards Roosevelt Lake, and then we wound up at Apache Lake, which Apache Lake is south of Roosevelt. I think most people know where Roosevelt Lake is.
Yeah.
So out there, and Apache Lake is south of that, heading towards Fountain Hills area, Phoenix area.
Yeah, and so there's like this, apparently it's like an old Apache trail or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it's like
probably
also
jaguars.
Like a state road or something. And so, of course, you're expecting that it's like paved or at least a nice dirt road. But no. Why would they do that? Yeah. Of course, it's potholes, sharp turns, rocks everywhere.
It was up and down. Yeah, it was a
rough
road.
Some places were like hard for two cars to pass.
Yeah. And we're towing a trailer.
Bad row.
We're towing a trailer. So, you know, we went there. We camped overnight. It's an old marina there. And apparently it's been cut off from Phoenix because of wildfires and washed out, Olivia? So
yeah.
It washed out. The wildfires
burned.
Happened. Yeah, burned. And then you have that washout, which we saw like in Schultz area, the Schultz fire and Schultz flood. Anyway, the road was cut off. So you can only come in this one way. We camped out, had a great time. Didn't see any jaguars. Although we're now looking, and
not that we knew.
Gotta find those jaguars.
Oh, that's what I'm not just kidding.
Jaguar is just is just a knockoff leopard or cheetah.
Oh, okay, good to know. We saw a mountain lion. Owen and I, in Camp Verde. In Camp Verde.
In Camp Verde?
Yeah, in Camp Verde, right
Camp
by the...
Camp Verde?
Yep, exactly.
You'd kind of think that a mountain lion would be, like, maybe in a mountain? I don't know.
Okay, you're learning more than you ever thought you'd know, folks, about jaguars and mountain lions. So anyway, we're back to the story here. We're driving back the next day, and we're getting close to Roosevelt Dam.
And then suddenly...
Suddenly, take it from there, Olivia.
There's this rattling sound.
Something like... what's that called? Pinball. Ding, 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 ding,
yeah,
ding.
Like yeah, like ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, so, it's kind of like that.
Apparently, and I'll recap. Remember, this is about the chance of getting coronavirus twice.
Twice.
Is like, what, four in America?
Day. And getting eaten by a jaguar while getting hit by a meteor.
This is still less likely.
COVID twice.
You what?
My neighbor got COVID twice.
Okay, so maybe we're giving bad examples.
Whatever.
Okay, okay, okay. This is pretty close to like getting, seeing a jaguar and getting hit by a meteor. What happened?
The propane tank fell off at the exact right moment, at the exact right bump, at the exact everything.
Yeah. Why do we share this
stuff?
And
between our two like axles or wheels, it went ding, 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 ding. As we were driving, it kept going between our two wheels again and again and again and again.
Yes.
And then apparently the wheel went over it and it got buried.
Yeah, okay, okay. So I hear there's a propane tank on the camper and it's bolted down. It's got this clamp system. The road was so rough, it shook it.
It just jarred it so much that it just came out.
Yeah, and it came off. This is a propane tank about the size of... Well, it's the ones you put on your barbecue, that size. It came off, it happened to fall in the perfect spot, rolled under the camper. The width of the propane tank was actually greater than the distance from the axle to the road. So I had to have rolled over that axle over the propane tank. So it rolled over like a ball or whatever, right? And it got wedged, not wedged, but it went between the two axles and it was going ding, 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 ding back and forth. And I stopped. I thought I just shredded a tire or something like that. And I get out there and Angela's like, it's a propane tank. And so I'm going under there cautiously.
Like 3, 2, 1.
Yeah, we're waiting for that moment. I go under there cautiously waiting for a hiss. It's about half full. And it was wedged so hard, so we had a shovel. I had to dig out under the axle.
It took like 5 minutes.
Yeah, I had to dig out under the hard-packed road. It was a very hard-packed road. Dig out and pull it through and get it. And then I re-secured it. I'm going to get rid of it because it is dented up.
And so that is your daily.
That is your
this
daily.
This will never happen to you.
That is crazy.
Yeah,
but did you like have to dig under like me and Riley when we go to the beach? We always say we're going to dig to China.
almost that far. It was deep enough that a jaguar probably was nesting in it, if they nest, or laying in it that night. So anyway, we got it, and it's so here's your safety announcement. If you're going to go to Roosevelt Lake or Apache Lake, and you're going to go on this dirt road, secure those propane tanks. I don't know. I'm going to resecure them with more, and I guess I should have had one of those cases on it, and I'm going to start even securing it more because we go to some pretty rough places. So anyway, that's our story, propane tank. Hey, one thing, I want to get to this, and then we'll come back with, I'm going to fill you in on all of the... all of everything that's being impacted by Governor Ducey's executive order. But Olivia, I forgot to do the trivia of the day during the first hour, and I have to do it now. Now, this is brought to you by our good friends at Finley Toyota of Flagstaff. Normally, we do this right in the beginning of the show during the 4 o'clock hour. We'll start that next week. We're doing it through next Friday. Daily trivia brought to you by Finley Toyota. And
all you have to do is enter your answer, and you, if out of the right answers, one will be chosen each day, and the winner gets a pair of day-long tickets to Snowball.
Yeah, one day
so,
passes.
I mean,
yep,
that's
Arizona
pretty
Snowball.
Nice for just typing in an answer.
I'm glad you remembered all that because I've got it in front of me and I was not able to put the words together.
And I don't.
And you don't even have the screen in front of you. So you have to go to Big Talker Facebook page. Big Talker Facebook page. Enter the answer there. No purchase necessary. Must be 18 years older or older to win. And the odds of winning these one-day passes, these pair of one-day passes, is probably greater than a propane tank popping off and then not blowing up or sighting of a jaguar.
Yep.
I would have to say.
Basically.
Can you just tell me the answer and I can put it in?
I don't know.
You're not 18. Are you younger
are you 18? Are you 18?
Last I checked.
I look older than 18.
There you go. Okay. Mm-hmm. Here's the question. 18. You guys can't say the answer. I don't actually have the answer. They don't provide me with such information. How many hybrid vehicles does Toyota make?
Huh. And how long?
No, not how long. You just got in the Big Talker Radio Facebook page. Just enter in your answer. How many hybrid vehicles does Toyota make? Go ahead. Just guess. You can guess.
19.
She says 19. Now, I don't know
More
if that's
like
right.
56.
I say like
50. 50. Oh, wait, copycat.
Okay. Well, folks, I want you to.
59.
Hey, go do it and don't even look it up. You know, just actually do it. So anyway, go to the Big Talker Facebook page, Big Talker Facebook page, enter it there, and the station will be in touch with you if you are as lucky as a Jaguar sighting or a propane tank possible explosion.
You could win those day passes. And
what was the question again?
You want me to do the question again?
What was that?
How many hybrid vehicles does Toyota make?
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're going
to
go do some
and
research.
If you go up to
Big
Snowball,
Talker Facebook page. And it's Snowball. I mean, we just got this snow.
A
yeah.
mountain lion.
Maybe. Very good. All right. You guys enjoy your trip to Arizona.
Okay.
And look out for jaguars.
Was the propane tank with the under the camper or the car?
No, the camper. The camper.
Oh, okay. I was confused.
Yeah, but our camper is very old. If it had it blown up, as long as it didn't blow us up too, we probably would have been okay. I don't know how easily these tanks blow up.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Anyway, folks, hang tight. Come back with more on Governor Ducey's executive order. Don't go anywhere. Hang tight. Back in a minute.